locomotive. You can't polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. Rusty old American dream still running. Rusty old American dream.
And a good Saturday morning to you, and thanks to the help you get from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. We'll help you keep it running this weekend. Dan Burns, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, and I hope you had a busy week there, Lloyd's. I assume it was.
It was busy, and, you know, we're just getting through the hot weather season, and it's time to switch over to fall. When I walk out the door this morning, it feels a little bit like fall, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fresh. It's a fresh feeling, yeah, when you think about what the temperatures we've had. Now the overnight lows are going to be, in some cases, in the upper 50s. So, yeah, quite a change. If you are new to the show, thanks for joining us. If you have any kind of a car care question, this is the guy you want to ask via text. And as you know, Dan, we're still having issues. We're almost there with a brand new phone system. We're almost there in the 21st century. But I think maybe by next Saturday, I'm thinking now, that we'll have the phone lines available as well. But in the meantime, send Dan a text like some folks are already doing. And that number is still the same, at least for a while, 651-989-9226 for your text questions about your vehicle, your car, your truck, your van. And I know we've talked about this before, Dan, but and maybe somebody missed it on the previous shows, but you have talked in the past about wheel repair, rim repair, if you will, that is doable for those that maybe hit a curb or something where there was some wheel damage. What exactly can the people who do that kind of work do, and do you do it?
No, we do not do it in-house. It's something right. that we take the wheels off and send them off to a company that does that kind of repair. And it's actually quite amazing. If you hit a pothole, you know, with an expensive wheel, and Denny, as you know, like the wheels on your car are probably $1,000 a piece to replace them.
Yeah.
And so for a couple hundred bucks, we can send those out. They heat up the spot that is actually bent and then put the wheel in a jig and bend it back into shape, and it comes back. If we want to go this far, they'll even resurface it. They'll repaint it and make it look brand new again. And oftentimes people elect not to go that far. Oftentimes people say just straighten it, because most of the time the bend is on the inside of the wheel where you don't see the repair anyway. So most of the time people will just have us repair it. But it's amazing what they can do. And sadly, there's still some potholes out there.
Well, isn't that true? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we need to be careful to avoid those as best we can, because they do bend the wheels, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a good deal that, like you said, they're so expensive in many cases that it's nice to be able to be repaired. Let's see. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, here's a text. This is an interesting question here about mechanics, technicians. A question we've never had before, I don't think, as far as dealership mechanics versus private shops. Now, there's when to go to which. I'm not sure. Well, I know what the texter is asking, but you guys, you and your crew, they're all master technicians, right?
Our crew is all – we are all master technicians, and on, you know, the vintage of vehicle that – we work on, I would say there's nothing that we can't do. We can reprogram computers. We can do everything that the dealership can do. You need a relationship with the dealership, though, because the manufacturer's warranty work needs to be done by the dealership.
Mm.
So in other words, if you're something is not working and it's covered by the manufacturer's warranty, then the dealership will take care of that for you at no charge, and I can't do it at no charge. So there's no question that that's, you know, you need to go to the dealership for that. But beyond that, you know, people find that we're more convenient to get to and perhaps were more friendly to deal with. You know, the guys up in my front office have all been there for decades, and so that's a big deal. So when guys up in my front office have all been there for decades, and so that's a big deal. So when you go in, you're going to know who you're dealing with, and so forth. So you know, beyond that, I would say, you know, go where you're most comfortable.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, thanks for that question. The text number is 651-989-9226. Keep in mind, Dan's going to be with us till Jack Farrell time. Jack comes in near 7:45. So don't wait if you do have a question, a car care question. Shoot us that text at 651-989-9226. Let's do this, Dan. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back. Again, more folks are sending their text questions here on CCO's Car Care Show. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here. Dan Burns is with us. He is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Give us that exact location, Daniel.
Well, Denny, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call this morning, as soon as this morning. Not sure who's going to be there. Jim's going to be there this morning at 651-228-1316.
Very good. We're going to get you that number too before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:40, about 20 minutes or so from now. So if you have any kind of a car care question, send Dan your text at 651-989-9226. Here's one for you, Dan. It said says we need to store a 2021 Genesis and a 2018 Jeep for several months. What do you recommend we do to preserve the battery life? I have heard, Texter says, that battery tenders are not a good idea. Do you agree?
Well, I think battery tenders are a good idea. What you don't want to do is leave a trickle charger on there, because that will overcharge the battery. But a battery tender is designed to turn itself off when the battery is fully charged, and it keeps the battery fully charged. So I am comfortable with a battery tender. And when you say several months, if it's a month or two, you probably don't have to do anything. If it goes beyond that, if it's going to be 6 months, then perhaps it probably is a good idea to install a battery tender and keep the battery from going dead.
Okay. Let's see. 2008 Mazda Tribute. The blower fan does not work on setting number one, but the fan blows on 2, 3, and 4. Any thoughts?
Well, when it comes to a blower motor, there's two things that are the most common repair. One is the switch itself. The switch could be defective and need to be repaired. Or the blower motor resistor, which is in the ground side of the blower motor. And that also has circuitry that lowers the voltage so that the fan speed changes. And the most common repair is probably that blower motor resistor. So that's where I would start looking to see if that resistor is bad. And usually on most cars, that blower motor resistor is right behind the glove box somewhere. Usually it's pretty easy to get to, and usually it's pretty inexpensive to replace.
So that's good news. This listener, Dan, wants to know, how hard is it to replace all brake lines on a 95 GMC?
Well, that can be a big deal. On that particular vehicle, most commonly the brake lines run up and over the gas tank. So to do it correctly, if you want it to be just like the original and run the brake lines exactly where they were before, the gas tank has to come down, and you need to be able to expose and be able to run the lines the whole length of the vehicle. But on a vehicle of that vintage, you know, the fact that the brake lines rusted through means that so did all the bolts and nuts and connectors and everything else is just as rusty. So it turns into a big job to replace all of that stuff. Now, we do it, and actually we do it pretty commonly because oftentimes the vehicles are worth the investment. But it's a half a day to full day job to run those new brake lines and then get all of the bleeder screws working and able to let the air out when we put new brake fluid back in.
All right. There's a question about hard starting, mainly in hot weather. The vehicle is a 2003 Subaru Forester, 2.5 liter, 57,000 miles, mostly city driving. This texter suspects carbon buildup. What do you think because of this hot weather hard start?
Well, that would be unusual for it to be carbon buildup. Vehicles run so efficiently, they just don't build carbon like they used to. And so I doubt if that's it, but I think more likely we should check fuel pressure and check for the spark and fuel injection pulse and things like that when the vehicle's cranking and see if something like that's the problem. But we don't see carbon being a big problem much anymore.
Here's an interesting question. Do you see many automakers that are still making mid-size vehicles with manual transmissions?
You know, yes, actually, there's quite a few of the sportier type vehicles that have a manual transmission, and some people love them. Many vehicles are available in a manual transmission with a special order. If you want to order it that way, you can get it. But I think a lot of the higher performance vehicles are still very much available in a manual transmission.
And I've read somewhere, too, that if you have learned and still have and drive a manual transmission, you're safer from having your car stolen because most thieves don't know how to drive, from what I've read, five-speed, six-speed, whatever the case may be. So that's...
I agree with that, Denny, because a manual transmission vehicle nowadays is much harder to sell, in the used market because so many people don't know how to drive it. And if you're a young person and want to take on a challenge, I think that's a good skill to have in the bank, that you can drive a manual transmission vehicle because it's getting rare.
It really is. There's one here before we take a break. By the way, our text number is 651-989-9226. 2,000 miles on this Tahoe, and this texter wants to know, should I change spark plugs? Not oil, but spark plugs.
2,000 miles or 200?
200,000.
200,000 miles. If you have not changed the spark plugs, yes, you should definitely change those. I think the manufacturer probably recommends them somewhere around 100,000 miles. So I don't know that there's probably anything wrong with those spark plugs because they're just remarkable how these new platinum plugs, how long they last. But I think at 200,000 miles, you're pushing it. You probably should change those.
Okay. Hang on, Dan. We're going to take a break. We'll have a look at that forecast here on CCO, and then we'll have more car care questions answered on News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. The remaining minutes of our car care show, then we bring in Jack Farrow from Haskell's. Dan Burns is answering your questions as usual this morning. And Dan, let's see how many we can field here before we let you go. Here's a 2017 Acadia. When you're getting out and putting it in park, there are times the display reads it's not in park, and the beeper won't let you leave the car until you restart it, move it, and put it back in park. GMC said it won't be warranty work and most likely very expensive. Your thoughts? It's very frustrating, texter says.
Well, I would agree with, or I would believe them when they say that that they know that it won't be warranty work and that it might be very expensive because they probably know exactly what it is. And, the transmission selector switch reports to the body computer probably, And then that reports to the switch on the dash. And in order for that all to work, it needs to be reading it and delivering the information. And I wonder if what's wrong is if that computer is failing at times, and that's what it's going to need to be, or that's what's going to need to be replaced. So perhaps you want to go get a second opinion and see what somebody else has to say about it. But or perhaps there's even a service bulletin available on that would describe exactly what's going on, because maybe it's a common problem. And that's where you would find that sort of information.
All right. I think we have time for another text. This texter says, it's a Kia Soul, does not say what year. And this summer, the texters have problems with the air conditioner. Sometimes blows warm air. And if I drive over 45 miles an hour, it'll be cool. I've had it serviced, and they say everything is fine. What do you think is going on?
Well, I wonder if there's not enough cooling happen on the evaporator, which is up in front of the radiator. And, you know, if that starts to get plugged with car or with debris and stuff from the trees, then you're not letting enough air through there. And if there's not enough air going through there, then the air conditioning won't work properly. It needs to cool properly, or it needs to be cooled properly, or the system will shut itself down so that it doesn't damage itself. And so, and then when you get going faster down the highway, of course, more air is blowing through, or perhaps the electric cooling fan isn't working properly. But I think if you bring it in, if it's doing it consistently, there's something wrong. And so I think that if you bring it in, maybe you need to get a different opinion. But if it's doing that, there's something wrong with it, and it can be fixed.
A texter, jumping the season just a little bit, but a texter wants to know, Dan, when should we start thinking about getting snow tires put on?
Well, today.
Today, really. Be proactive.
Be proactive. I tell you what, Danny, we put on a lot of tires yesterday, so people are starting to think about tires. And what you don't want to do is put snow tires on before the weather and the roads cool off, because they're just such a soft compound, you'll wear them out right away. So I wouldn't think about snow tires till maybe November. Is probably the right time to put them on. But if you're interested in snow tires and need to get them, it would not be a bad idea to start shopping for them now and to have a plan. Like everything else in the world, Denny, there seems to be a shortage of stuff. So I think we're all learning to plan ahead a little bit and be proactive, so that when you want something, you have it. Because otherwise, if you wait when you want it, so does everyone else in the world. And it might be hard to find.
Isn't that true?
We are starting to find that there parts are getting more difficult to get. Things like that, and we're trying to figure out why. And the explanation we're getting from the manufacturer is that it's not that the parts aren't being manufactured; they are, but they're having trouble getting them shipped.
Interesting.
So they get imported to our country. They're sitting on a dock somewhere, and they don't have anybody to bring them to me.
My goodness, you hear that all over.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, we have to run. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give a call this morning, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Dan, always a pleasure. Thanks for your help, and let's try this again next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Very good. Thank you. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned for the Wine Chat. Our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell straight ahead here on News Talk.